Boker Tov, Shavua Tov, Taste of Rashi for the morning. Lo tevaru esh b'chol moshvotechem b'yom ha-Shabbat. Torah says not to light a fire in any of our settlements on Shabbat. Rashi comments, Yesh me rabotenu omrim hav'ara l'lav yatzat, v'yesh omrim l'chalek yatzat. Rashi quotes the Gemara in Shabbat that says that there are two different ways of reading this in the Gemara, two interpretations. One that says that we have 39 malachot that are asur to do on Shabbat, and one might think that if you accidentally, b'shogeg, did all 39 malachot on one Shabbat, then maybe you'd only be chayav one korban. After all, you just violated Shabbat 39 times. So that parish says, no, it's lechalek yatzat. This is to tell you that if you do 39 different malachot on Shabbat by accident, you're chayav 39 different korbanot. The other opinion says, havara lelav yatzat. That with regards to the other 39 melachot, other 38 melachot, I guess, we know, mechalaleh mot yumat, that the penalty for violating Shabbat is death. But, havara, perhaps, is separated out to tell you it's only lalav, it's only alav, you'll only get malkot. And we pass in like the first opinion, that it's the chalek yatzat, that you're chayav 39 times if you violate 39 different melachot. Just want to highlight two other possible understandings of this pasuk. One of them, not an orthodox Jewish perspective, the Karaite version of understanding this, lo tevaru esh b'chol moshvotechem, means that you cannot even have a fire lit on Erev Shabbat, go into Shabbat. I used to have actually a neighbor who's a Karaite, and he was a non-frum Karaite. His parents were still frum Karaites. And he said, indeed, on Shabbat, the entire house is dark. This is one of the makarot for us lighting candles on Erev Shabbat in order to show that we don't believe that this is the proper interpretation of the pasuk. And finally, there is also a Musar interpretation of the pasuk that says that the Esh over here is really also, not only, but also a metaphor for anger. And that a person should not get angry on Shabbat. You should never get angry, but especially on Shabbat, Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat is a day of rest, the day of brotherhood, and of getting along with each other. And so it's very, very important not to have the fire of anger on Shabbat. Shavua Tov.